Ayokwan's remarks cannot be fully understood out of the Nahuatl context, Leon Portilla argued. Flowers and song was a standard double epithet for poetry, the highest art. Jade and quetzal feathers was a synecdoche for great value, in the way that Europeans might refer to gold and silver. The song of the bird, spontaneously produced, stands for aesthetic inspiration. Ayokwan was suggesting, Leon Portilla said, that there is a time when humankind can touch the enduring truths that underlie our fleeting lives. That time is at the moment of artistic creation. From whence come the flowers, the artistic creations, that enrapture man, asks the poet, the songs that intoxicate, the lovely songs? And he answers, only from his, that is, Ometeotl's, home do they come, from the innermost part of heaven. Through art alone, the Mexica said, can human beings approach the real. Cut short by Cortes, Mexica philosophy did not have the chance to reach as far as Greek or Chinese philosophy. But surviving testimony intimates that it was well on its way. The stacks of Nahuatl manuscripts in Mexican archives depict the Tlamatinime meeting to exchange ideas and gossip, as did the Vienna Circle and the French Philosophes and the Taisho period Kyoto School. Their musings of the Tlamatinime occurred in intellectual neighborhoods frequented by philosophers from Brussels to Beijing, but the mix was entirely the Mexica's own. Voltaire, Locke, Rousseau, and Hobbes never had a chance to speak with these men or even know of their existence. And here at last we begin to appreciate the enormity of the calamity, for the disintegration of Native America was a loss not just to those societies, but to the human enterprise as a whole. Having grown separately for millennia, the Americas were a boundless sea of novel ideas, dreams, stories, philosophies, religions, moralities, discoveries, and all the other products of the mind. Few things are more sublime or characteristically human than the cross-fertilization of cultures. The simple discovery by Europe of the existence of the Americas caused an intellectual ferment. How much grander would have been the tumult if Indian societies had survived in full splendor? Here and there we see clues to what might have been. Pacific Northwest Indian artists carved beautiful masks, boxes, bas-reliefs, and totem poles within the dictates of an elaborate aesthetic system based on an ovoid, clamshell-like shape that has no name in European languages. British ships in the 19th century radically transformed native art by giving the Indians brightly colored paints that, unlike native pigments, didn't wash off in the rain. Indians incorporated the new pigments into their traditions, expanding them, and in the process creating an aesthetic nouvelle vogue. European surrealists came across this colorful new art in the first years of the 20th century. As artists will, they stole everything they could, transfiguring the images further. Their interest helped a new generation of indigenous artists to explore new themes. Now envision this kind of fertile back and forth happening in 100 ways with 100 cultures, the gift from 4 centuries of intellectual exchange. One can hardly imagine anything more valuable. Along with the unparalleled loss of life, that is what vanished when smallpox came ashore.